Great. Are you doing okay? I know it's a little bit chilly now. When we have the shutters open, it gradually goes down, doesn't it, the temperature? I'm not going to talk for long. I'm just going to give 5 to 10 minutes of just summary of what we've heard and ground it a little bit in our vision and our theology. Now, I know that you've heard this morning about King's Centre and Philadelphia, and particularly we focused on the food banks. Maybe you don't know, but there are two food banks that we operate as part of our church, which are at King's Centre and here, and that is partnered with Essex Food Bank, Food and Community Trust, who serve food banks around the city. And I'll come on to that in a moment. And so you've heard about that. You've heard about King's Kids, the community work we do there, playtime. Just to emphasise, and you'll hear this in what I'm going to say in a moment, but just to emphasise, they are one aspect of what God has called us to do as a church. We want to be a blessing for the city, and he has particularly given us resource to do it for the poor and marginalised. You can't read the Bible and not be involved with working alongside the poor and marginalised if you call yourself a Christian. But I think he's given us as a church a particular resource to be able to help do this and enable other people, other churches, to be able to do this. And that's a real gift and a blessing that he's given us in order to be a blessing to others. But there are many ways that we can talk to people about Christ. And the diagram that Giles puts up about that journey, making connections with people and giving them an opportunity to hear about Christ, is really important to us. But please hear this. This is really important. We do not do those things as a means to an end to be able to tell people about Christ. We want to tell people about Christ, but they work in parallel together. The fullness of it is the kingdom of God. So meeting people's needs is the kingdom of God. And telling people about Jesus is the kingdom of God. And the two together are much more than the sum of the individual parts. Does that make sense? That's really important for us. And I'm just going to talk a little bit about some of the theology that underpins that, which you've heard me talk about before, hopefully, but I really want this to be the thing that informs us as we go forward. Now, you may be able to get involved with Food Bank. You may be able to get involved with the helpline. And if you want to know more, talk to Ralph, talk to Zach, talk to Giles. Andy Marshall, I don't know if you're... Is Andy Marshall here? He's not here today. But he leads the King's Centre Food Bank, yes, the food bank manager there. So please do talk to those people if you want to get more involved in those. But not everyone can do, but we can all be involved in this mission strategy of connecting with people, whether that be in communities, in food bank, in the King's Kid playtime work we do, or in our everyday work life. We can all be involved in owning this way of understanding the gospel, where we make connections and we see opportunities to share stories of what God is doing in our lives. And again, just to emphasize and to advertise again what Giles is doing in terms of the rise. If you are someone who wants to learn more about how to share your faith, because it doesn't come easy to all of us, then please do connect in with this Equip initiative. So, Luke 4, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." This was Jesus' first words that he stood up and said at the beginning of his ministry in the temple. This is what I'm about. I'm about these things. I'm about good news to the poor, freedom for prisoners, the recovery of sight for the blind, physical healing, helping people to be restored physically, and to set the oppressed free where there is injustice against people. This is what I'm about. And then in John 20, 21, we hear said by Jesus, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." So that mandate that Jesus stood up to say, this is what I'm about, he then says, I'm passing on the mantle to you. You are about this now. You are about freedom for the prisoners. You are about good news for the poor. This is our calling as a church. All churches are called to be these people, to have this mandate. So, just a few definitions. This is why we have the vision statements of multiplying disciples, transforming community. And again, it is not a linear thing. It is a two together, working together for the fullness of the gospel. So when we talk about the poor, we're talking about, I have been very informed by the work of Tear Fund, and the poor, I understand it to be, and I think Jesus is talking about it when he talks about, when he stands up and says that, those words in the temple. The poor spiritually, as in there's a poverty where there is no relationship with God, and you and I and everyone who was created to be in relationship with God. And where there is a deficit in that relationship, we have poverty, spiritual poverty. So we go after that. There is poverty relationally in community where people are lonely. There's an epidemic of loneliness. We looked at some stats that have come out recently looking at students and how there is just one of the key things for them is loneliness. We do some work amongst students in their accommodation with an organisation called Red Frogs. And these students have these wonderful places to live in, but they're all en suite on their own. And they live in little isolated bubbles. They've come from family, and they live in these little isolated bubbles. There's an epidemic of loneliness, and it's not just amongst students. It's in society. The church can be people who attack that poverty, who go against that poverty, who create community, invite people into relationship. And then there is poverty, which is more commonly what we understand poverty to be physically, material poverty, economic poverty. And the key overall headline for this is, what would you expect to find in heaven? Would there be poverty of relationship with God? Absolutely not. We're told that we are in full relationship with him, his sons and daughters. Would you expect there to be poverty of relationship, community? No. We are all gathered together in community in heaven. There is no loneliness in heaven. And is there hunger in heaven? No, there isn't. So the things of heaven we are called to be witness to now, to bring into bear now. The Lord's Prayer, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And that's what we're called to be, to go after these three things, these three aspects of poverty. All areas of life. And some people talk about this being integral mission, and this is where it fits in with, we are not about doing something as a means to an end. We're the fullness of the gospel. The fullness of the gospel is the things of heaven coming to bear now, those three aspects of poverty. Integral mission. So that there's a slide there, Nathan, please. Integral mission, which is a quote, or holistic mission it's sometimes called, is the church living out its faith in Jesus in every aspect of life. We are not a church that helps people become disciples of Jesus and then does some good work on the side, some social work on the side. We make disciples of Jesus and we join in with the transformation of all creation to look more like heaven. That's the integral gospel. It's not simply that evangelism and social involvement are to be done alongside each other. In integral mission, our proclamation, if you like, when we tell people about Jesus, it has social consequences, because transformed people into the image of Christ become transformers of community. So our proclamation has social consequences. When I was in Rwanda with Tear Fund, I saw this. You know, if you know the history of Rwanda and the genocide that happened, it was atrocious, it was awful. And that was only about 30 years ago. So that obviously the impact of that is still being felt in the country. But I met people who had been both perpetrators and victims who were followers of Jesus together and were in community together. Now, that only God can do that. And there was forgiveness, and there was grace, and there was mercy. People who had been proclaimed the name of Jesus were able to then become transformers of community and bring reconciliation where there hadn't been any. This is what proclamation does. And also, the other way around, our social involvement, our going after the transforming of society, our going after injustice has evangelistic consequences. Because as we bear witness to the transforming grace of Jesus Christ, people will want to know about him. We demonstrate what the kingdom of God looks like. And people go, why are you doing this? And we are able to then say, well, this is God's heart for his world. That there isn't hunger, that there isn't poverty in any of the aspects that we're thinking about. This is God's heart for the world. So we get the opportunity to talk about him, not as a means to an end, but it's just the way it works. Demonstration and proclamation. They both inform each other. Multiplying healthy disciples, transforming community. Or if you like, you want to put it the other way around, transforming community, multiplying healthy disciples. There's no hierarchy with them. Think about Jesus and how he did this. He met people's needs, feeding of the 5,000. He fed them. And then he fed them spiritually by preaching, and they'd been listening to his talking for a number of days, we're told. And then we're told that they're hungry, and he feeds them physically by taking that little boy's packed lunch and multiplying it so that everyone was fed. People who had physical ailments that meant that they were oppressed and suffered injustice. The lepers who were on the outside of community, poverty of relationship. He brings physical healing, and they are then included in society again. You see how the knock-on effects of proclamation brings social transformation, community transformation. Jesus did this all the time. Think of Zacchaeus, a man who was not loved by people because of he was a tax collector who probably was fleecing people with the tax system. And Jesus gave him value by saying, I'm going to come and eat in your home, which wouldn't have pleased everyone. Why are you giving value to him? But in doing so, he brought salvation to that house as Zacchaeus' heart was changed. And he said, today I'm going to give back all that I've taken. They work together, proclamation and demonstration. And that's the theology that underpins why we get what we go after as a church. That's the thinking that underpins what we go after as a church. God gave us a church, as a church, a particular focus with our work amongst food banks. And this work has grown and grown. And it's worthwhile saying that, and I really want to celebrate this today. There are people in here who now, hopefully you all know that Food and Community Trust is now a separate charity. We are Network Church Sheffield, the two bases streetwise, and the work that has come out of what God has done in our church has now become Food and Community Trust. It's been in existence for a year now at least. Very much partnered with us, very much a mix of people from the church involved in both. But Food and Community Trust is growing, and they've got a great team there. And I really wanted to use this opportunity to celebrate what God has done in and through Food and Community Trust. And they're growing to such a place where they are now going to be looking for new premises to be able to do their operations from. We will continue as a church to partner very closely with Food and Community Trust. We will continue to do our two food banks. But I'd love you to be praying for and thanking God for what he is doing in that organization, that they are now serving nationally food banks. And the logistics involved is beyond my understanding, but I know it's big. And God is doing some great kingdom work through FCT. And we need to really celebrate what God has done and birthed. I think of it in the same way that if we planted a new church and we were celebrating, we've planted a new church. We've planted a kingdom opportunity, a kingdom venture. And please pray for the FCT team, the FCT board, and as they seek God for where God is taking them next. But all this, unfortunately, I have mixed feelings about the food in here because it's a big organisational thing that we have to deal with. But it's great, isn't it, to have this visual reminder of what God is doing. That's all this food that's piled up in here. But unfortunately, we're not going to have that as FCT moves to another site. But we will continue to pray for them and they will continue to partner with us, and we'll have celebration evenings here. But just please be praying for them as they move on to this new stage, which will be happening very soon in this month or next month. So that's something really to celebrate, and I'd love us, when we pray in a moment, to give thanks to God for what he has done through us in that. And the other thing I would love us to pray about as we think about what it means to be a church that goes after these three aspects of poverty is, how do we use the resource that God has given us? One of the opportunities that is given to us as a church, both Philly and King Center, we have space. We have space where we can do things, where we can dream about how we can bless the community. I would love it if people were really happy that they live next to our churches, next to King Center, next to Philly, because of the work that we are doing, which is bringing things of the kingdom to bear around them. I want people to go, I'm really glad I live there because there's this great children's group there that I can go along to. Or there's this food bank that is serving my community. Or there's this place where I can go and get debt advice. Or there's this place where I can go and get advice on how I fill in my forms, or whatever it is. But could there be more? And there's this opportunity as we some of the buildings become available for us to dream about what might be possible. How can we bless the communities around us? And have in mind this idea of making connections with people, inviting people into community, and then also having the opportunity to talk to them about Jesus. How do we do that? And I'd love you to be praying about that. Not all of us can be involved in Food Bank and King's Kids or Playtime, but we can be dreaming about what would be possible for us. And just as a slight side note, it is a real blessing that we have these buildings. But as we are feeling today, they're a little bit creaky. And we have recently had a big water... The weather that's just happened has caused a lot of leaking in admin block. And I no longer have an office. I know you're not going to be that bothered about that. It's fine. But the reason I mention this is we've got a property and finance group who are really... they're really seeking God in how we best steward what God has given us as a church. And there's lots of opportunity for us in terms of the buildings, but we need real wisdom as to how we go forward with that. So please, would you be praying about that? Would you be praying for the property and finance group, the good people on that group who really want to seek God and honour God with how we use what he's given us so that we do this work of the kingdom? So please be praying for that. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter if I haven't got an office or anything like that, but it does matter that we seek God in where he's leading us. And I think that we're at a stage now, a bit like Joe's sense of God at the beginning, where we stop and we take stock and we can look out and we can go, how can we fulfill this vision of making connections with people, of blessing community, keep our foot on the pedal of what we're already doing with Food Bank and the King's Kids and Playtime and other areas where we make connections. But how can we, what else could we do here? What else could start up here? And there are a number of people already who've emailed me and have contacted me and say, I'd love to do this. But I'd love us to be a place where people can come and say, look, can we have a go at doing this? There's space here, how can we do this? And then also we're gonna really press into communities and how we invite people into relationship, how we learn to share the good news of Jesus with people, how we learn to bless people and invite them into the work of the kingdom that God's doing here. Okay. I'd love us to pray. If we could just put this... Oh, you've got it up there. Thank you, Nath. Just let me remind you of that Genesis passage that was... the words that God said to Abraham... Again, this is another key verse for us. The Lord said to Abraham, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. And I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. We are never interested in being a church that is blessed for our own benefit. Of course it is for our benefit, but it is so that we may become a blessing to others. It has to be that flow, hasn't it? We can't be this stagnant, let's just go and get a bless up. We're always looking to God to change us, to transform us, to bless us, absolutely. We come for our own needs, and for God to meet with God and to encounter God, but so that we may be the hope for the world, so that we may be these people who transform community and transform society. So can I really encourage you to press in at the beginning of this year, press into who you are in God, press into seeking him, to being transformed by him, so that you will take your place in this church that God has called you to. So as a body, we become a real blessing and continue to be a blessing and increase in our blessing to the people that we meet and the ministries that God has called us to.